The Continental Celebrity Club. The Continental Can Company presents the Continental Celebrity Club with our own young comedy star, Jackie Kell. The songs of Margaret Whiting, the music of Ray Block's orchestra. Yours truly, Bud Collier, and as our special guest this evening, the glamorous radio and supper club star, Hildegard. Margaret Whiting rings up our curtain tonight with a new slant on an old Rodgers and Hart hit tune, Thou Swell.
Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, would kiss me pretty, would hold my hand, both thine eyes accuse you what they do to me. Hear me holler, I choose a sweet Lollapalooza indeed. I'd feel so rich in a hut for two rooms and kitchen. I'm sure would do. Give me just a plot of, not a lot of land. And thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, wouldst kiss me pretty, wouldst hold my hand, for thine eyes acute to what they do to me. Hear me holler, I choose a sweet Lollapalooza in thee. I feel so rich in a hut for two rooms and kitchen. I'm sure would do. Give me just a plot of, not a lot of land. And thou swell, thou witty, thou grand.
Friends, you are listening to the Continental Celebrity Club, brought to you by the Continental Can Company, makers of unbreakable tamper-proof metal cans, of paper and fiber containers, of bottle caps, and of plastics. The containers made by Continental Can Company bring you many products you use every day. Lots of your favorite food products are packed in containers made by Continental Can. So are many nationally famous drugs, motor oils, paints, and thousands of other things. For Continental containers serve behind the scenes, behind the labels of America's finest products. And stepping into the spotlight now is that slightly run-down Romeo, our young comedy star. Men, are you secretly jealous because you don't look like him? Well, just take off 90 pounds, fall down a flight of stairs, get your head caught in a clothes wringer, and people will point at you and say, my, he's the image of Jackie Kell. But enough of talking about him. Here he is in person, just bursting with pep and energy.
Hello. Bud, hereafter, I wish you'd give me a little more dignified introduction.
Oh?
Yeah, just say, ladies and gentlemen, here is Jackie T. Kelk.
Jackie T. Kelk?
Mm-hmm.
What's the T for?
Treasure. When I was born, my father wanted to bury me. My mother didn't like me as a kid either. She says up to the time I was 5, I was so changeable.
Well, why did she object to that?
She had to do the changing. My whole life has been nothing but trouble, Bud. Like last night, I took my girl Veronica to a nightclub.
Oh.
The master of ceremonies came out and asked all the customers to play a game to see who could make the funniest face.
Uh-huh.
I won.
Well, why are you so gloomy about it?
I wasn't even playing.
So you took Veronica to a nightclub, Jackie.
Uh-huh.
How was the floor show?
Oh, pretty good. The first act was a trained seal. After he did his tricks, the trainer threw him a fish. But one of the customers caught the fish and ate it.
Oh, well, he was probably some jerk who didn't want to pay for a meal.
Uh-huh. Never tasted anything so good.
Well, what about Veronica, Jackie? Wasn't she hungry?
Oh, sure. So I ordered dinner for both of us. What small portions they served. I said to the waiter, hey, there are 2 cracks in my plate.
Uh-huh.
He said, keep quiet. Those are your lamb chops.
Well, Jackie, what brought on this sudden splurge? You never ordinarily go to nightclubs.
No, I know, Bud, but somebody told me Hildegard was singing in this nightclub, and I wanted to hear her.
Oh.
Veronica got all dressed up in an evening gown, imported from Mexico.
And Veronica weighs 240 pounds. How did she look in her Mexican evening gown?
Well, when she sat down, a seam split.
Oh.
South of the border. But the whole evening was a waste of time, Bud, because Hildegard wasn't in this floor show.
Oh, of course not, Jackie. Hildegard isn't a Broadway nightclub singer.
Huh?
You can hear her only in a very ultra salon.
Oh, what kind of a place is that?
Oh, you know, an elite supper club, a soigné café, a rendezvous of the socialites.
Oh, a clip joint.
No! Jackie, listen. Imagine a vast room with huge crystal chandeliers. The rug on the floor is 4 inches thick. Everything about the place is luxurious and elegant.
Oh, she sings in the lobby of the Roxy. Oh, and to think that my Uncle Charlie wants her to work in his nightclub.
Your Uncle Charlie?
Oh, you met him, Bud. Remember, he was engaged to that ugly girl with the big nose and the buck teeth?
Oh, yeah.
He's not engaged to her anymore.
How did he get out of it?
He married her.
Jackie, your Uncle Charlie hasn't worked for years. Where did he get the money to open a nightclub?
Well, he played the stock market.
Oh.
At first, he almost became a millionaire when he bought 2,000 shares of National Garbage Truck.
But what happened?
The bottom fell out. And then he bought 5,000 shares of Consolidated Pajamas.
How did he do with that?
They dropped. Next, he tried 1,000 shares of International Varnish.
And did that do it?
No, he took a shellacking. No, but then he bought 10,000 shares of American Mop and Carpet Sweeper.
And with that?
He cleaned up.
And he took all the money he made and invested it in a nightclub.
Uh-huh. He gave Veronica a job as vocalist.
Veronica? Can she carry a tune?
A tune? She can carry a whole piano. I told Uncle Charlie what he needs is a big star for his floor show. I promised to sign up Hildegard for him.
Oh, ridiculous, Jackie. Why, where she works now, they pay her $10,000 a week.
$10,000?
Uh-huh.
I'll match that.
Every day they fill her dressing room with fresh orchids.
Orchids?
Mm-hmm.
I'll match that.
They provide her with a limousine and chauffeur.
I'll match that.
And the fellow who persuaded her to sign the contract was a handsome six-footer with broad, husky shoulders and a magnificent profile. Well, why don't you say something?
Lend me a cigarette lighter, but I just ran out of matches.
Well, maybe Ray Block and the orchestra are shooting for a job in that nightclub, too, because here they go with one of their very best offerings, Digga Digga Doo. When three or four unexpected guests drop in for dinner, that's when a housewife needs a friend. And fortunately, the housewife has a friend in convenient canned food. Canned food helps out in so many ways, whether you're serving a six-course dinner or merely a snack. For every can of food you buy has all the wholesome goodness and fine flavor locked right in. What's more, canned foods are a valuable time saver. All you do is open the can, heat the food, and serve it in a jiffy. And if you don't empty the whole can, just leave the unused portions of food right in the can it came in. Keep it cool and covered, and it'll be all ready to serve whenever you need it. Say, Jackie, What are you studying there so industriously?
Well, Hildegard very often uses French expressions, Bud, and I want to be able to understand her, so I bought this book.
How?
It's called How to Speak French in 10 Easy Lessons, complete with conversational idioms and useful phrases, endorsed by students and teachers everywhere, guaranteed to achieve results or your money refunded in 30 days, provided the book is returned to us in good condition.
Does it contain a vocabulary?
No, the title's so long there's no room for anything else.
Jackie, if you wanted to learn French, why didn't you ask me? I speak French like a native.
Oh, you do, Ray? Well, look, now suppose you're eating a chicken sandwich in a restaurant and you want the waiter to bring you mustard.
Oh, that's easy. I just say, Garcon, donnez moi the mustard.
Oh, Ray, now wait a minute. Why did you say that last word in English?
Because that's what I want, English mustard. Three kids with me around, you don't need that book.
Oh, but it's supposed to be a very good book.
Let's see who wrote it. Paglioni. Never heard of the guy.
Ray, that's not Paglioni. That says page one. Now, go away, Ray. I've got to learn French to impress Hildegard. I've got to persuade her to sing in my Uncle Charlie's nightclub.
I don't think she'll do it.
How do you know?
I'm Hildegard.
Oh.
Good evening, everybody.
Welcome to the Celebrity Club, Hildegard. Bud, give me a formal introduction.
Oh, okay. Hildegard, may I present Mr. Jackie Kelk III.
The third? My goodness, has this happened twice before? But how do you do, Jackie? Je suis très enchantée à faire votre connaissance.
Oh, that's a shame. But if you take a bromo seltzer, I'm sure it'll go away.
Bromo seltzer?
Mm-hmm.
I just said in French that I'm happy to meet you. Dear Jackie, obviously you don't understand the language.
I don't understand French? Oh, why, my best friends are Charles Boyer, Simon, General de Gaulle. Only last night I had dinner with that French writer, Guy de Maupassant.
Jackie, I have news for you. De Maupassant is dead.
He is? I told him he shouldn't have ordered those meatballs. Cherie, we will take the stroll down the boulevard, and I will buy you the cocktail.
No, thanks. I can't have the cocktail with you.
Why not?
When I say, here's looking at you, I want to see somebody.
You made a joke.
I didn't.
Now, Hildy, I'll get right down to the point. My uncle would like you to sing in his new nightclub. Maybe you've heard of the place. It's called Uncle Charlie's.
Uncle Charlie's? Oh, no, Jackie. I couldn't sing in that cellar.
Well, it may not be fancy, Hildegard, but they serve very good food.
Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm.
When I was there, I ordered a rib steak.
Wasn't it fresh?
Fresh? There was a note attached to the rib, and it said, "To Eve, with love, Adam." Jackie, what drove me out of the place was that vocalist, a gal named Veronica.
Oh, now, just a second, Hildegard. Say what you like about Uncle Charlie's nightclub, but don't make fun of Veronica. That's my dream girl. Oh, I can see her now, standing there with a flower in her hair.
What kind of a flower?
A cauliflower. Oh, and can she sing, Hildegard? Ah, that golden voice.
But she claims to be another Della Chiesa or Della Curci or Tetrazzini.
What does she sound like?
Chicken cacciatore.
Oh. Don't say those things, Hildegard. I'm mad about that girl. But she ignores me because I'm so skinny. Oh, Hildy, I've just got to build myself up so Veronica will care for me.
Oh, no, Jackie, stay the way you are, please. You see, I too was once skinny and strong. But alas, it led to the great tragedy in my life. Oh,
Hildegard, you're crying.
Yes, Jackie. I was about 18 at the time, and I met this man. Ah, it was love, Jackie. And we became engaged. But as I say, I was skinny and strong. So one day he left me.
The beast.
But I was determined to bring him back. to win him back, Jackie, by becoming husky and strong. For weeks I tried everything. And then I read an ad that said, grape nuts contain vitamins.
Don't cry, Hildegard. Your tears are getting my shoes all soggy.
So I ate grape nuts, Jackie. Barrels and barrels of grape nuts. Until finally I felt that I was ready to face Harvey again.
Harvey?
That was his name. Oh, it was marvelous. The new strength I had. I ran out of the house. When I opened the door, I pulled it off its hinges. Madly, I drove to the little bungalow where Harvey lived.
Harvey?
That was his name. Oh, I was just brimming with vitality. And when my car turned over in the ditch, I lifted it out with one hand.
Oh.
Yes, I was a new woman, Jackie, superwoman. When I arrived at the bungalow, there was Harvey standing on the lawn.
Harvey?
That was his name. Harvey, I cried. It's me, his I, Hildegard. I'm no longer skinny and scrawny. I'm husky and strong. And Harvey ran toward me, Jackie. Eagerly, I grabbed him in my arms to kiss him. And that did it.
Why?
Thanks to grape nuts, I accidentally broke the neck of the only man I ever loved.
It's a very touching story, Hildegard. But now, here's Margaret Whiting with a happier kind of romantic story. Tell us about it, Margaret.
Well, Jackie, it's one of the hit tunes from the new musical, Anna, Get Your Gun. They say it's wonderful.
Wonderful.
Beautiful spring, the season when most of us like to get out in the air and do a little renovating around the old homestead.
Now you're talking my language, Mr. Collier. Man, just give me a can of paint and a brush, and I can perform miracles in no time at all. You know, it's really amazing how a few dabs of paint helps make the appearance of my whole house.
Right. With a wide selection of ready-mixed paints available at your neighborhood store, it's no job at all to touch up such things as porch furniture, screens, and any of a thousand things, both outside and inside your home. And today, thanks to the tin can, you can buy all colors of the rainbow in many different size containers, in convenient cans that protect the paint from dust and dirt.
Say, do you remember the old days when we had to mix our own paint? What a job that was.
Yes, it was a job, but not anymore. For the blending and color toning has already been done for you. So all you have to do is open the can, dip in your brush, and you're on your way. That's what makes painting a pleasure instead of a chore. And that's why you should let paint help you spruce up your home this summer. And when you buy, remember, the best paint brands come in Continental cans.
Jackie, did you get Hildegard to agree to sing in your uncle's nightclub?
Oh, no, Margaret. Now I've got more trouble. Uncle Charlie just called me up and said he's selling the nightclub and buying a radio station.
Well, what's that got to do with you?
Well, he wants me to get Hildegard to do a program for him. I just know she'll turn me down.
Why, Jackie, I'd love to work at your Uncle Charlie's radio station.
Well, you would?
Yes, but provided he lets me do what I've always wanted to do in the air.
Well, what's that?
Don't laugh, Jackie. I want to be a disc jockey on one of those all-night record programs.
What, you mean where you play records and do commercials?
That's right.
Well, Hildegard, report to the studio at 2 o'clock in the morning and you're on the air.
Well, 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 here it is 2 a.m. in the morning. Folks, and from good old station UGH in the Bronx, this is Hildegard... All right, Bronxonian. This is Hildegard with your all-request program of records. Now, our first number is a request from Harry, Bertha, George, and Minnie over in Jersey City. Hiya, gang. I hear you're having a swell party. And don't worry, Bertha. Your eye will be as good as new in the morning. Now, Harry, Bertha, George, and Minnie want to hear Stopping at the Savoy by Tommy Tumbleweed and his Mix You Want to Drink Iodine Orchestra. Okay, kids, but first, a transcription.
Boys and girls, have you tried Lophammer's lollipops? Insist on Lophammer's lollipops, the only lollipop with notches in it, to tell you when to knock off for lunch. Remember the name, Lophammer's. The lollipop guaranteed to last for 24 hours. Remember, when you buy one, you're sure to be an all-day sucker.
And now for Harry, Bertha, George, and Minnie in Jersey City, here's Stompin' at the Savoy. Tommy Tumbleweed. And we can't wait to hear your newest recording soon to be released. I can't tell that you're from Dixie, honey, by the cotton in your ears. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I can tell that you're from Dixie, honey, by the cotton in your ears. Now, well, we all make mistakes. That's why trains stop off at Reno. Now, this next request comes from, well, who do you suppose it comes from? From Bessie Tasselrod over in Greenpoint. But first, this portion of the program comes to you through the courtesy of Dugan's Drugstores. A transcription.
Dugan's Drugstores. Conveniently located in Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, and parts of Wyoming. They're running a special sale on the famous Blotz fountain pen. The fountain pen that's guaranteed not for a month, not for a year, not for life. Just not guaranteed at all. Fill the Blotz fountain pen, just dip it in a bottle of ink and pull up the little lever like this. It's so simple, and what an ink supply it holds. Listen while I empty it. Except no substitute. Next time you buy a pen to write a letter, make sure you get Blotz.
Yes, sirree. This is Hildegard with your all-night, all-request program from station UGH in the Bronx. Now for Bessie Tasselrod. Here is a Tuxedo Junction played by Hepcat Higgins and his Hungry Harmonica Quintet. And I want wanted to tell you we've had loads of requests for the record you made 2 weeks ago. That lovely ballad, You for Me for You, for what? Yes, sirree, this is your all-request, all-night, all-unnecessary record program. Ah, and here's a wire from, this is quite a name, from Benny Brinkhoffer in Scranton, PA, good old Scranton, who wants to hear Darling, Je Vous Aime Beaucoup sung by Hildegard. Okay, Benny, hit it, Hildy. Ah, that was swell, Hildegard. She sure can sing, can't she, folks? Hello? What? Well, that's just your opinion, madam. Well, now, let's see. Now, let me see. Oh, have we got time for just one more teensy-weensy transcription? You bet your life we have.
Ma'am! Are you ashamed to be seen in a bathing suit? Are you underweight, undernourished, and practically underground? Then take Tomlinson's two-tone tonic, and here's what it will do for you.
After one bottle of Tomlinson's tonic, I became a professional fighter. I knocked out Kid Callahan, Kid Murphy, and Kid Rafferty. Then I quit fighting.
Why?
They stopped matching me with kids.
Yes, sirree. And to continue our transcribed and recorded program, here is a rumba by the rumba king, Xavier Shapiro. Nice going, Xavier. Until I come back on the air at the same time tomorrow night, may I remind you, ladies, of that wonderful new beauty preparation, Mulligan's Vanishing Cream. In a recent laboratory test, 3 movie stars tried Mulligan's Vanishing Cream. And what do you suppose they said?
I'm crazy about its fragrant odor.
I'm crazy about the jar it comes in.
I like the cream itself. I'm just crazy.
Yes, friends, and that's why we say...
Mulligan's Vanishing Cream. Mulligan's Vanishing Cream.
Only 2 jars or 3.
Her freckles, they vanished, and so did she.
Her husband is happy, and so are we.
Mulligan's Vanishing Cream.
Good night, everybody, and good night, Jackie.
So long, Hildegard. It was swell having you with us. Next Saturday night, ladies and gentlemen, our guest will be one of your favorite Hollywood comedy stars, Eddie Bracken. Good night, all.
The Continental Celebrity Club is produced and directed by Mark Slobe and is written by Will Glickman. Hildegard appeared through the courtesy of Cool Cigarettes. Next week, in addition to Jackie Kelk, Margaret Whiting, and Ray Block's orchestra, we will have as our special guest the brilliant young Hollywood comedian Eddie Bracken. This is Bud Collier inviting you to join us then. The Continental Celebrity Club is brought to you by the 25,000 men and women of the Continental Can family, producing for the health, welfare, and happiness of the nation. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.